maduba kufoni uweza hayo ndi chipindwa tambuo nakharelwa nga suji sechisima chandira mungo za mato za mbumbureya swiswi la chandura zenga na muti tira na tanga ya chirendere chisandwa honga sumba ndira zwanda zokongo nyara buyo nisa sumbi bikoni ndakatana sa tongororo gama fuba luambiru ashikoma zifizo anga ndashanduka sakara mwaha taba ishikundi sofa rachoba zibu ya zishibaranga nasa makorezo andanizo anga zundeni ndakana mabogori koko nani ya jarabaniwa ndara natora zwa kamisa nyoko ngoma nishitogo wa mberambi ya janga utika dini ombo na ho dimaduwa kabaji ndijambo na tigizi asizwa mahasi ndicheni ndipulebo dipano ndimuyeni maramanga anazizu ya keledi zaka nidisa khali matho ne esisililo sa khoranyo ya meno ele sela sa o gagola pelong tswa mmele o patagane le mowa mathumola le tsietsi dimpharaferwe e nkaparetsi e nsuku bo ya lefatshe ya ntlhabela ka mahobi ya mephemola keledi marang a loneka a ramela ya ne e ka diga le se le pereine
survive them, they felt tougher. Felt like those demons in the shadows grew stronger. In the shadows, their claws grew sharper, so they can dig in my flesh deeper and harder, and snatch the life out of my soul harsher. In the shadows reside different demons, and in the palm of this demon called depression, set my soul uncomfortably. As if it really had to feed on me inevitably. Then I had to be head to head with this other demon called anxiety. Anxiety which seemed always and ever ready to feed on my body. A lot more other demons just kept on drowning me in the lake of sorrow. The desire of death crept into my life, or the fear of living got me all hollow.
Zonke izinqinamba nezigigaba zempilo kubo bonke ubuhlungu nokujula kwakho ngiwubonile umusa kaNkulunkulu bekungumusa wakhe ukuba ngihlengwe kulobu bumnyama ngabe sengiyabona ukuthi njalo emva kwezimvula liyasa zonke izinyembezi osikhalile uzwa ubuhlungu siye sigugulege makuthwasihlobo emagedangweni emimoya eminyama ebumnyameni ngahlengwa izindlela zami zakhanya ngoba kuzo zonke iilingo angikaze ngalingeka.